What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks. And welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories, and sometimes meditations. I am Dracomax, your dragon host, and today we are starting off with a question from a listener named Silas.
Hi, Mr. Eric. I am 10 years old. My first name is Silas, and something I really like is Minecraft. And my one of questions is, what if Dracomax met a fairy and got 10 times bigger?
Oh, that explains why I am here. I was already the biggest dragon in the world, but now I am so big, there is no room for anything else in What If World, not even a narrator. Curse you, fairy, who cursed me first.
All right, you came to me and begged me to grant you a wish.
Sprite, all right. Are you invisible, or are you microscopic to my extra giant eyes?
Dracomax, your eyes are closed.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Sprite, all right. Ooh, and here is Mr. Eric, too.
Hey, Dracomax.
Mr. Eric, why are you not narrating? And why is your voice so strained?
So big.
Is it because I am sitting on you?
My bones!
I am sorry, but there is no place else for me to sit. I keep telling you to get a bigger home, like a baseball stadium or Australia.
Sorry.
All right, no apologizing, Mr. Eric. You're the one getting squashed.
Remind me. How many dimensions is a human supposed to have?
Three.
That is too bad, because patron Colin's question says, what if Dracomax got stuck in the fourth dimension?
You must be so big that you're squashing out one of Mr. Eric's dimensions.
Oh, why did I use my fairy wish to make myself bigger?
Because of Silas's question.
Yes, but also, I thought that if I became big enough, I would never feel afraid again. But now Mr. Eric and I are stuck in this studio, just as patron Jacob asked. What if you got stuck in your studio for the whole episode? Oh well, I guess I am stuck forever now. Huh?
What?
Got a fish? How will that help? Although I am hungry.
I think he's saying, what if? Like maybe there's one more what if question today.
Oh, that's right. A final email question from Lane, who asks, what if when I meditated, I traveled through time? Because time, according to the theory of relativity, is the fourth dimension. So if I meditate, maybe I can get unstuck.
All right, is this a meditation or a physics lesson? Let's get started.
Very well. Mr. Eric, I will try to unsquish you. And everyone out there in What Is World, if my fourth dimensionality is squishing you a little bit, maybe we can let go of our fears with this courage meditation. As we find out, what if Mr. Eric got stuck in his studio for the whole episode? What if Dracomax got stuck in the fourth dimension? What if when I meditated, I traveled through time? And what if Dracomax met a fairy and got 10 times bigger?
Which was exactly what you wished for.
Yes, yes, yes. Your meditation starts after a brief break. Greetings. This is your Maxitation, because Dracomax does not do anything in a medium way like a mediumtation. Prepare your body for maximum relaxation. Get in a comfortable position and close your eyes unless you are driving a car. Or if you are one of those lookout dragons, you may keep your eyes open and softly gaze ahead. Pick a single point unmoving and try to loosen up your giant draconic body, or perhaps your small human body. You humans have even fewer muscles to relax than we dragons. Now let's get started. Here I am with you, using my most soothing colossal dragon voice. Take a deep breath with me as we start our courage meditation. Meditation, like sleep, is an amazing form of time travel, but it can be hard to do either if you are feeling afraid. Oh, I am often afraid. Yes, I am a dragon so big that I am stuck in the fourth dimension. Maybe you can feel me squishing you in your car, or in your bedroom, or taking up all of the outside, if you listen to podcasts outside. But try to settle down wherever you are. Fear comes from an important part of your downstairs brain called the amygdala. Say, hello, amygdala.
Uh-oh, have you checked for spiders? Have you checked for monsters? Is it too cold? Are you too alone? Are there villains out to get you? Is something gonna blow up? Do you have enough food?
I hear you, Dala. You voice my fears to help keep me safe. But I am bigger than my fears. And my upstairs brain has learned many things that you sometimes do not understand.
Oh no, learning's hard. I can't learn. Hard things are uncomfortable. Uncomfortable things are scary. Scary things are bad. Bad is bad.
Whoa. Slow down, Dala. Comfort is wonderful and an important part of growing. But so is discomfort. Take this moment to talk to your Dala. That's what I call my amygdala. But you can come up with a different name for yours. Maybe Frank? Dala, you help me stay safe and seek safety when I sense danger. But right now, I am safe. Your job is done. So we can simply greet our fears together, Dala. Then find our rest. If it is sleeping time, or do the next right thing for us as time moves forward and we face the rest of the day. Please excuse that ghost. Dala has quite the imagination. Ghost? It is me, Draco Max. I know you are not real. Please go to sleep. Good night, ghost. Goblins.
Yes.
Yes.
You are not real either. Plus, I love goblins anyway. I am not really afraid of them. You can go play with some of my toys in What If World. But stop trying to scare me. I am safe right now.
Okay, that's right.
Yep.
Werewolf. Do I have to come scare you out of the closet again? Very well. I am the big brain who knows that werewolves are not real. And I say to you, good night. Werewolves are always afraid of fire breath. So you can use yours to scare away any fears you might have.
Bye, my vampire.
Goodbye, vampire. Now I shall check for dinosaurs underneath me. If your eyes are closed, you can keep them closed. But if you'd like to check with me, come on along. Oh, dinosaurs. I know you are extinct. Get out of my room. Get out of this car. Get out of Mr. Eric's studio. Have you scared away all the imaginary things? Let us give one last roar, either quietly in our minds, or, if no one is currently driving a car, perhaps using your big voice. Was your breath a fire breath, an ice breath, a light breath, a dark breath, a stinky breath, a flower breath? Either way, it blankets your space in safety, especially if it is a blanket breath. Get cozy and wrap yourself up in the safety of your dragon breath. Now, remember this. Courage is not the opposite of fear. Fear is a part of courage. My Dala tells me when I am afraid. And then my big brain must look at that fear with courage. If you do not know why you are afraid, then you must think on that with courage and kindness. I know now that I was afraid of being stuck, so I wished myself bigger and bigger and bigger till I could never get stuck in anything again, and now I am stuck everywhere. Bigger than all of What If, as big as time itself. Learn from my mistake. Do not let your fear get so big that you are stuck in it. Say hello, Dala, or hello, Frank, or hello, whatever your fear is named. Remind it that you are safe. Tell it that you have learned many ways to keep yourself safe, and that you have grown-ups who care about you and will help you stay safe, even if they are not snuggled up next to you like you might want them to be. I am snuggled up next to Mr. Eric.
You're squishing me.
Actually, I am squishing him. But once I get unstuck from these fears, I will be free to rest and grow and stop sitting on Mr. Eric.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are often afraid of new things, but novelty and newness can help us grow and connect to others and build ourselves in ways we never imagined. Once you have set yourself up for safety, speak to your fear with courage and kindness. Hello, Dala. Maybe you are afraid of getting water in your mouth when you swim, or falling off your bike and scraping your knee, or of how time seems to stand still at night. But I am talking to you from my big upstairs brain, so this might take some time for you to understand downstairs brain, and that is okay. Practice makes progress, and courage takes practice. Now is a time for safety and comfort, and to get yourself unstuck, either figuratively or, in my case, out of Mr. Eric's studio, and your car, and your bedroom, and your entire building, and your forest, and your bus, and your boat, and yes, even your shoes. Sorry if I stretched them out, but sometimes even shoes need to grow. Oh, actually, I think I'm missing the point now. I'm starting to shrink and feel sleepy. I have scared the fearsome things away and spoken to my Dala with love and courage and curiosity. Uncomfortable feelings are not bad feelings. They are just as beautiful and wonderful as you because they come from you. Instead of pushing them away, we see them and let them drift by on a fluffy cloud made of our dragon breath. every time we face a new fear. We will then let it drift away on our dragon breath. Your dragon breath can be anything you imagine, and it will not keep your fears away forever, but it will let you see them from a distance, how small they are compared to big, amazing you. You have courageously looked at your fear, and now you can let it drift away and do the next right thing for your body, whether that is getting your rest or facing the rest of your day. Let out one last dragon breath. That one for me was fluffy pink cotton candy. What was your dragon breath? Use your dragon breath the next time you face your fears. If you have faced some discomfort today, that means you have grown. For me, it means my fears and my body have shrunk. Now I can make better decisions, like choosing not to sit on Mr. Eric anymore. Oh, thank you so much, Draco Maxwell.
Actually, I was just starting to get cozy with all those dragon cuddles.
Oh, then if you, wherever you are, want one last cuddle with Draco Max, I will stay there in the fourth dimension for you, for one more timeless cuddle. Good day, or good night.
Well, Draco Max fell asleep, and I really hope you enjoyed your Draco Maxitation. I've actually got a very special new shout out from a patron named Zandra. Zandra was listening to one of our April Fool's episodes, starring Hal Varady, and she had this to say.
Mr. Eric, I'm sorry about what Hal Varady did to you on that April Fool's question with Wrigley's question. I'm very sorry that he broke your glass, and I'm very sorry he gave you a headache. This is from Zandra, and Hal Varady, stop saying that you said single question. You never talked to me or listened to me. Bye.
Zandra, it feels so wonderful to have you sticking up for me.
Hal Varady says he's sorry for breaking your glass and hurting your head.
That's okay, Hal Varady. We all make mistakes. Meow, I'm also here to meow out Zandra, cause she likes JF Cat. Thanks for sticking up for me, Zandra, and for supporting our show. Folks at home, have you taken a moment to look at your fear with kindness, courage, and curiosity? What might you say to your Dala, or your amygdala, that powerful, important little part of your brain? How can you help your Dala to see your fear and grow beyond it without dwelling in it? You'll definitely want to ask your grown-ups help for this one, because even we grown-ups and colossal dragons are afraid sometimes. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who are courageous enough to look at their fears and share them with a trusted grown-up or friend. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Listening to the International Children's Arts Network, an all-classical radio service. ICAM Radio. Recording in the Moonflower Studio in downtown Portland, Oregon, is community funded and supported by listeners like you. More information at iCanRadio.org.